Major General Chola Tem Jonget, the police commissioner in Upper Nile State, says there is calm across the state and crime rates have fallen in Malakal town. He says the security situation across Upper Nile State looks promising this year.
There is no serious case reported or being brought in regard to Malakal Western Bank. We only received some cases previously, that's like a year ago, but lately the situation is calm from Tonga up to Manyo.
He says the security forces have been directed to register and search Sudanese refugees crossing into South Sudan to curb the spread of small arms.
Northern part of the state needs caution because most of the Sudanese prisoners were all set free. War has split them all over. So criminals with serious crimes are suspected to have crossed to South Sudan.
Dr. Kat Deng, the medical director at Malakal Teaching Hospital, says the facility has not received any serious case of injuries due to crime since June.
When we go back to the June incident where some clashes happened in POC, we received many casualties, almost more than 10 people dead during that violence. But now, in that June, up to now, the situation is somehow calm. People are just moving freely. And these minor clutches, it cannot be considered as a life threatener.
26-year-old Ajay Chol, who sells donuts in Malakal town, doubts the security in the town has improved. She says there are potential land disputes in Malakal town, adding that the state government should allocate land to returnees to avoid land grabbing.
They also need to look at the living conditions of citizens in Malakal. Many people live in other people's houses and they are now being chased out by owners of the houses. They should allot lands to people who do not have land here in Malakal. Land causes conflict and other people fight based on the situation they are living in.
26-year-old Nyok Mijak is a senior four student who runs a boutique business in Malakal town. He says security in Upper Nile State is stable and the communities and government should work hard to keep the peace. He says the deployment of necessary unified forces has boosted security across the state.
The fear that comes to make people fear here in Malakal is when there is rumors outside that there have been cattle raidings, and these people, they may be in a way of targeting the towns. That one now is not longer existing because the government now have deployed all the unified force and they are playing their role. In the town, there was fear of gangs, but now the government have become serious on that one. That one was the threat last year, and this year has reduced. The community of Afanal now, people are living peacefully.
Nguyen Teng is the chairperson of Internally Displaced Persons Sheltering in Malakal Town Fire Brigade's grounds. He says the state government has done well by providing security, but adds that IDPs need food.
The security in Upper Nile within these years that is here is better a bit. Our problem is not about the security. Our security is going well. Only the question of food, that is what we are facing. My message to the government of Upper Nile, it is possible, let them work hard about the situation we are facing. Let them talk with the NGOs in Upper Nile to support us. In terms of food, let them talk with the World Food Program about our situations.
Jim Snowdon, World Food Program Head of Communications in South Sudan, says aid agencies need $921 million to provide life-saving assistance and investment in long-term resilience-building programs. She says 56% of the population in South Sudan could face extreme hunger levels in 2024. She says inadequate funding will force World Food Program to cut rations in half for the vulnerable groups in the country. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart in Malakal.